Sabbath School Lessons from the Bible. The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant. How can it be that the Most High of the universe is willing to make a covenant with you? How can it happen that a relationship with your Creator may succeed? Friday. Summary. The story of Abraham shows us someone who lived there in the Babylonian area, and he trusted in God, who told him, leave your home country. And he left it. And where should he go to? To country God wanted him to show. He had no access to Google in the internet and to look, that's the area and there we'll go to, that's the climate, that's the cities, and so on. Nothing. He knew nothing about it. Only, I will show you something, God had said to him. And he trusted, had faith in this. And then he continued on his walk, on his journey, and here he did the following. God told him to leave his descendants who wanted to stay there, not going on further. It's fine being here. They believed in God, but they believed in the gods of the area as well. So it was a combination, a shifting from one God to the other. Sometime here, sometime there. And Abraham had to leave them to trust in God only, in God alone. And therefore he and his nephew Lot, they continued their journey down to Palestine. And that their trusting, which needed patience, of course, could go on and on and on. God renewed from time to time in visions his covenant with him. Once and again and again. Years passed by and God said, it's still. Don't worry. It will work. Just go on trusting, believing in me, have faith in me. It will happen what I've told you. I have promised you. I am the Almighty God. I can do anything. Yeah, even creating a son when I am too old, even that. God is the creator. For him, it's nothing. But will he really do so? So therefore, we have covenant stages in the life of Abraham. Years after years, it's renewed, renewed. And that's the way how God works with us too. From time to time, he reminds us, I am your God. I have blessed you in the past, and I want to bless you in the future. Don't worry. I will be with you. Just listen to me, trust in me, have faith in me, go on trusting, go on believing in your God, the Almighty. I will to everything to bring you in the promised land. But there are obligations on your side. Trusting, being informed by God, and acting according to the information. And the more you trust, the more you act according to what you have heard, the more you will be blessed. So, if you have to wait for a long time, you learn patience. And patience is of high value for the development of your character. Patience helps you to get through the Stargate into the universe when Jesus comes again to take you there with his angels. We as human beings are not born for being patient. So we have to learn it. And we learn it when time goes by and nothing happens at the moment. But be sure it will happen. And Jesus will come again. And then you will see that all his promises will be fulfilled.